Kanye West is suing Tidal. Kylie and Kendall need to be sued. And guess who's still lying? Kenya Moore. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Oh, I came in too fast with my dance moves. It's the coffee, guys. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. Follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. GJ Jesse Janity's in the building.
What's up?
What y'all doing for 4th of July weekend?
Bitch, I already had my weekend. Like, I'm done.
See, the thing is that
it's Tuesday.
Exactly. I'm not trying to celebrate 4th of July this weekend. Like, it doesn't feel like...
Like, what I'm excited is for the show to be done so I can go home and get in my pajamas.
What I would be excited about is on 4th of July, we go ahead and impeach Trump.
Girl, I don't even want to think.
Can we have him out of here?
Girl, I don't want that holiday to be recognized for that.
Right, you got a point. You know, let's talk about who got some recognize. Wait, how do you say it?
Girl, what's going on with you today?
I don't know. You know, it's still a rough week.
The Kardashians and the Jenner family.
Listen, let me tell you who received little recognition for their whack effort to bring in some revenue: Kylie and Kendall. Sharon Osbourne came for them. Let me tell you what these girls tried to do. They put out these vintage, air quote for our listeners out there, vintage tees of basically it was them. It was an overlay of their photo on top of music legends such as Metallica, Tupac, Biggie, Pink Floyd. And Sharon Osbourne was like, you know what, girls? You have not earned the right to put your face on top of anyone of this caliber, and you need to stick with what you know, which is lip gloss.
I'm not even mad at that. Here's what I'm mad at. Don't call it a vintage t-shirt unless you're going to put your vintage face on it, bitch. Like, you didn't look like that when that album came out, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that they were trying to say vintage because of the actual artists who were on the shirt. Like,
right.
They are considered like these music legends.
Like I said. Honey.
How about you put Kim's vintage vagina on there?
And put Kylie, you know, put your nose on there. Mm-hmm. Like, where that at? Where that circular little sucker at?
Because we know them Kardashians got some miles on them. We can consider that vintage. Just saying. You know what? This is ridiculous. I am so happy that Sharon Osbourne, as well as other celebrities, did come out to check them. And so, of course, they pulled the merchandise and they apologized. Both of them put out the same statement, which leads me to believe that it was disingenuous because these are not your words.
Well,
they thought that they were going to make them some quick coins, and they thought that this was going to be overlooked because they are Jenner Kardashians and they could do no wrong.
Like, well, y'all about to fuck your businesses up a little too much because you out here stealing other people's ish. They coming at you. Then you're going to take people's artwork and literally use it for your own. I'm confused.
So my thing is, where are all of these t-shirts now? You can't send them to like a third world country, which is what like a lot of people do. Like, for example, when the Cavaliers didn't win the championship, where did those t-shirts go? Well, they go overseas, you know, to people who need them.
I would be horrified if kids in third world nations,
but I don't think you can. I think that they would have to be burned or something. Because if you can no longer use this product, maybe it's that you can't make a profit off of the t-shirts, but you can give them away. I'm not sure.
Maybe that's
I'll have
the
to research. I didn't do my job.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
Such is life.
I am curious about that, actually. Yeah. Speaking of some other people who may not have done their jobs, or someone who was trying to do their job. So basically, Mariah Carey has found herself in an international scandal. She was married to that guy really quick and whatnot. And,
what guy? Which one?
The latest one. He was like a political
leader. The backup dancer?
No, she was never married to him.
I lose track.
That was like a little kiddie situation.
Yeah.
So she was married to him for like a really quick hot second, and he was a political leader over in Europe or whatever. So
I know who you're talking about.
He had coins.
Yeah.
But it was just like, what are you doing, girl? Is this another Tommy Mottola situation or what? But so anyways, the whole tea is this. And really the story only comes down to just Mariah Carey being petty and fuck the other shit. I don't care about the important stuff. So apparently Mariah was at dinner with him one night.
Recently?
No. Like when they were in their relationship, because he's under investigation right now.
Ooh, aren't they all?
Because apparently he was gifted something from another political... We don't know, because Mariah was like, I don't know. From another political...
She knew. It was probably her ring or something. Mm-hmm.
From another political leader. And so in the middle of an interview, the interviewer asked Mariah, was like, so, you know, do you know anything about the scandal? Do you know where he is? Because apparently they can't find him right now. And she was like, why would I know where he is? I'm not with him anymore. Like, I'm done. Like,
didn't she say mother effer?
Yeah.
That was the cream on top of that.
What do you put cream on top of? Coffee. Well.
Sure. So it was, I did see that interview and it was hilarious. And it was mostly hilarious because she was like, I don't know what that motherfucker is.
And then he was like, well, you were actually at the dinner in which he was gift. She was like, they are talking about political. Like, and I can totally see Mariah Carey not giving two shits about anything that they're actually talking about. Like, do you have a Bellini? So Mariah out here. But what the real funny thing is I don't know if you guys saw this. Obviously, you probably did. When Mariah was on stage singing, Baby, if you give it to me, I give it to you.
I didn't. What about it? Because her voice is whack right about now. Well, I cannot with her.
Well, you wouldn't have been mad at the video because she wasn't singing it. The track is playing and she's going.
What?
And then when she's supposed to hit the high note, she goes. And literally blows a whistle, Ying Yang Twin on that.
You know
ass.
What? I'm not okay.
No,
so
but the
Mariah
funniest
Carey,
is the family sitting next to, like, there's a family.
Oh,
watching.
The girl! I did see that video, and the girl was like, "What's going on? Like, who is this?" No, I did see that video. It's like a white family. Not that that matters.
We totally should have saw Britney in concert, mom.
Yeah, it does kind of make it even more funnier a little bit. He was just like, "Who? What? What's going on?" That's what I would imagine she would be saying if she did say anything. But yeah, Mariah, you know what? I kind of like her even more, just a little bit, because she's just like, this is who she's going to be for the rest of her life. Like, she's never going to give us those vocals anymore. If anything, she's going to lip sync, and then she's going to, like, really ride that wave of being of the ultimate diva. She's not going to care. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's just
I
what
don't
she
care.
Had, yeah.
And then she's going to play into that, like, yeah, just like Jessica Simpson at one point played into her being, like, the stupid person. I don't really think that she's, she's dumb.
I mean, clearly not, because she owns a multi-million
dollar business. So I think Mariah's just going to play into it. And I really don't think that she has the vocals still like she used to. So this is her way of getting out of, like, needing to sing and the pressure of performance. Jocelyn Hernandez, because she... I can't with her anymore.
I can't, I'm done.
So she Release responded to spirit. Stevie J's daughter after Stevie J's Messy. Daughter's basically in an interview said that Jocelyn is toxic to my father. And for my father, I'm sorry. And this is what Jocelyn
the
had to
stepmother.
Say.
The stepmother.
She says, that whole mad because I run her daddy. This is not even funny. Let me start
hilarious.
Over. That whole mad because I run her daddy. Now run along and find your own cock to suck, you nappy head.
Oh my God.
I just cannot with Jocelyn. Like, you know what? Where do I gather the words to even respond to how I'm really feeling about her comment? What you got?
This is why you off the show, girl. I love you. I do. I have, like, a special, like, vault in my heart for ratchetness, and you are a part of that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you on a certain level. But
what
then,
do you appreciate about Jocelyn? Just her owning how incredibly...
For herself, she is.
She is.
She is someone who 100% loves herself. And for that, I can appreciate
You know
her.
What I can say? I get the vibe that she's the only one in her family who made it. Like, air quote for our listeners, who made it. So mm-hmm. I get you on that.
Now.
A sense of pride.
You know, that's cool to get you to where you need to get. And I felt like the baby was going to, we were going to see a different side.
I didn't.
I did. I'm not going to lie. I really thought we were going to see something a little different. And what we keep seeing is the same. Actually, I think this Jocelyn's actually a little more malicious. I think there's a little more of a bitter cold shoulder with this Jocelyn. And I'm just like, girl, there comes a certain age because she's under 30, I believe, still?
Honey, if you were to ask me, I would have gave her a smooth 46. Just saying.
I mean, probably, but she'd be out here saying.
I honestly don't. Yeah, I did read somewhere that she is, I think, 27 or 28. But just reality, I mean, I'm not going to say, I won't say 46, but I will say 36. To me, she just doesn't have a young look, but she also does have, like, very prominent features that make her, that are kind of, like, hard.
But she's also Puerto Rican, so, like, think about if she was, like, raised with her grandmother, she probably puts her makeup on the same way her grandma. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can't ride with you on that one.
Cause I can't. I know how Puerto Rican are. She's 30 years old. You younger than me, girl. I can't.
I wouldn't give her 30, but yeah, look, Beyonce's still saying that she's 29, so there's that. Yeah, so basically, Hustling, you know you did wrong for doing this. And Stevie J responded by putting up a picture of all of his family together, like, we gonna ride for each other no matter what. What's their last names?
And then Jordan. And then he also just put out a picture of him and baby Bonnie saying that he misses her so much, yada yada. Wait, so what did Kodak Black say?
Oh, so Kodak Black update for those of you who really want to know.
Because I don't, but I know.
Yeah, I don't either. He was recently doing an interview, and he was asked a question, like, come on out. And it was a black reporter, and she was like, you know, like, we feel in some kind of way about what you said in reference to darker skinned women or African Americans. And he reiterated that he does like or date African American women.
As long as it lets him, because it's easier to train.
However, if you look like me, if you are darker than him, then, or his color, he does not prefer it. He does not like, and he literally said, I don't like my skin color. Like, and lighter skinned women are easily manipulated. They are easily broken down. They listen better. Dark skinned women are too strong. What really, like, stuck out to me is the fact that he was like, I don't like my skin color. Like, how could... And then you have to be like, you know what? It's an internalized thing, baby boy. Yep. You don't love yourself. Mm-hmm. And something is going on with you. So whatever is coming out of your mouth, I'm not even going to take it to heart. I'm not going to take it personally, because that's something, that's an insecurity that you have. And it has nothing to do with my beautiful self. I'm sorry, Kodak. But she wouldn't go for you anyway.
Oh, not at all. I just seen his face. I was like. Child, you don't like black girls because they was looking at you like, honey, looking like you look like a booger.
Like, oh, and then Amber Rose.
How does your face look like a Power Ranger mask?
I'm not even going to even go there about him, because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. I'm not going to sit here and break this man's physical attributes down.
Why? We do it to Tiny all the time. Why not him? Amber Rose came out to say, shake my head. This really makes me so sad. Being a yellow bone, mixed light skin woman. I know, unfortunately, that modeling jobs, boys, and opportunities came to me easier, but did not realize that until I got older. Growing up in Philly, I went to an all-black school. I was the white girl, the one that the boys didn't like, the girl that wasn't as cool as the brown-skinned girls. Black was the thing to be. But for me, my mom was my only black parent. My dad was as white as snow, and I came out just as light as him. I would lay out in the sun and try to get as dark as I could. I would look at all the beautiful dark-skinned girls in my class and wish that I could wear bright colored shirts like they did, but it never quite looked as good on my complexion. But the brown-skinned girls would pick on me, pull my hair, and want me to fight for no reason. Why, though? I loved them. I wanted to be them. Little did I know, at such a young age, society was teaching them to hate me. Society was telling these girls that they weren't as beautiful as me because of their complexion. They were too strong and too outspoken. It was okay for men to have sex with them behind closed doors, but not okay for them to have them on their arm, as if light-skinned girls were some type of trophy for a man. It was this social status...
Honey, this is a long post that she posted on.
This is the best thing I heard from Amber Rose.
I'm so for, and there is so much truth in that. And then shout out to Amber Rose's mom, because I didn't know she was assistant. I looked it up. I was like, okay. And she's so gorgeous too, by the way. But yes, there is a lot of truth in this. It's something that I dealt with in high school as well, growing up. But luckily, I had like a really strong foundation, and my family did not play the those games, but outside of the household, yes, these things did happen. And even as an adult, these things do happen. And it can be internalized, but you do, hopefully you grow out of that and you learn to love yourself. And I really feel like there's a movement where hashtag melanin goddess and all of this other stuff, that there is a movement that's uplifting darker skin tones. That's why I be feeling some kind of way when all of a sudden you have these white girls like, yes, queen. Like, why, y'all always trying to take something when black women calling each other queens and this and that, and then you want to get mad because we get mad when you talk. No, baby girl, I don't consider you a queen in that way. Like, this is between me and my sister, not you. I mean, you can be a queen, but historically speaking, I really am. I come from royalty. It's history. And I really feel like it stems from slavery. You had the lighter skinned women and men working in the house. They were called house Negroes. And then you had the darker skinned ones working in the field. So it's just that colorism that stems and that's rooted in our history, unfortunately. And we got to kind of shake it and grow from it, but never forget, because we have to continue to educate and teach people where this comes from. So Kodak, obviously, your family ain't teach you to love yourself, because for you to not love your skin color and women who look like you was ridiculous. And I know your mama ain't light skinned. Not how dark you are.
Mm-hmm. You don't love your mom?
So you don't consider your mom to be beautiful? That's something that I'll never understand, when black men especially are like, I don't date women who's dark, but then your mom look like midnight.
Speaking of men who are confused, Safari is out here. Nicki Minaj's ex is out here. And he is really wanting Oprah to send Ayanla his way to help fix his life.
Safari is doing the most, but you know what? I appreciate that he's holding on to this 5 minutes of fame. No, it's not going to be 15 minutes for him. It's 5 minutes, and he is milking it.
I know what I wanted to talk to you about, because I brought up the Bachelor in Paradise thing, because I refused to watch it. Mm-hmm. Why did DeMario receive a 2-hour special on E?
Oh, yeah. That happened last week.
No. Why? Question.
Because I already told you this. He is going to go after hosting jobs. And do you think that they are going to give it to him? Yes.
He's going to.
Absolutely, because he has that look. He looks like he's like the next Terrence J. It doesn't matter. Like, so many actors and comedians and whatever, they're getting these hosting gigs because they have a large following, I believe. And right now, DeMario has enough of a following to where he's recognizable. So, of course, why not? He's a polished, tall, handsome-looking man. Why wouldn't they give it to him?
Real polished. As we've seen on
But
TV.
He was crying in an interview, y'all. He was shedding tears. But was it authentic? No, I don't think so.
Right, like, PR I'm like, told him to do that. You look at his page. It's him with a white baby, like, smiling.
Stop, because I noticed that too. I'm like, who's the white baby? DeMario.
His PR is like, he and his white child, just take a picture
and
smile.
Just take a picture, just to do it.
Like, this is a picture Dario would take.
Because you know Dario got a type.
So I'm just like, DeMario.
Kodak Black.
Courtney's dying. Vacuuming her room, apartment right now, listening to us. All right. So my thing is like, DeMario, like, but 2 hours. And you got this picture of you holding the baby and all that. Well, what about the other side of you? The crazy side that we keep hearing about. What about the side of you eating out fish?
DeMario was never here for Rachel. Ever.
Ever.
As soon as I saw that white girl come from the backstage, I said,
He Eric signed up. Either. He knew he was going to get signed up because he's like, it's a black girl. They're going to hire a black man.
Yep, of course. And so he auditioned just like Eric auditioned. Ooh. And I mean auditioned as
an
actor.
And Eric's the last one. Last black man left.
You know what? Eric is really handsome, and I'm very disappointed.
Sometimes.
I know. I was looking through his Instagram.
Sometimes I'm like, you look like
a Lego.
A Disney character from an 80s movie.
He looked like the Lego movie. He looked like you could have just been
The Sword in the Stone.
But he has a beautiful. I think he's handsome. I really do. I think that he's like handsome
in a
way.
Personality makes him handsome.
No, because I'm not feeling his personality. I think he's so fake, and we would not get along in life.
Really?
Nope.
But you think he's attractive?
I think he's cute, yeah.
Really?
I like the mousy looking guys, like the guy from How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay, but I could even give you him. And they look a lot.
I like that look. Like, it's like mousy, geeky, like scrawny.
You need to go to France. I feel like men like them live in France.
Probably. Anyway, look, Eric, you are cute. I think you're very handsome, but you are not there for Rachel. I don't think that you date us.
Oh, that's where I was going to go with it.
No, anyway. And Damara, you don't date us either.
Clearly. We saw her pop up, and we saw the type that he dates.
I'm surprised she didn't say that. Like, and Damara, you don't date black women. So I don't even know why you
She
here.
Wouldn't say that in front of the girl, though.
She would. She's one of those Cash Me Outsides. How about that? Who would say it? Like, I don't even know why you here. You don't even like... I mean... She's black, Demario. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, we'll see him on E! Soon. Kanye West, he is suing Tidal for $3 million. Is this a coincidence or
that
no?
Jay-Z's 444 just dropped and he had a little conversation?
You know what? Listen, it was no secret that Beyonce was not feeling Kim. Ever. Like, she never was. But I was so here for all that tea that Jay-Z dropped. Let's just stick with the Kanye West and the Kim Kardashian tea. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. Jay was like, you know, I never considered you a queen. My wife's a queen. I've never been a fan. And then he was talking about Kanye West, how, like, all of a sudden you dropped out of school, you know, because of the last album. And, like, who are you now? Like, I just don't even recognize you anymore. And so now, all of a sudden, Kanye is suing Tidal for $3 million because The Life of Pablo actually brought in, I think, 1.5 million new subscribers to Tidal, and Kanye was supposed to get a bonus that he'd never received. But then Jay-Z just tweeted something out like,
This is true, though. Tidal does owe a lot of money. And the other thing is, stop saying Tidal is a black-owned business. It really gets under my nerves because it's like, no, it's not.
Calm down.
Because it irks my nerves.
Why?
Because Jay-Z is the equivalent of Dr. Dre to Apple. Like, it's like, Jay-Z doesn't own Tidal. He owns a part of it. Mm-hmm. But it is white owned from men in Sweden. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, I don't understand. Like, everyone's like, oh, support the 444 album and support a black owned business. No.
But what's really black owned anymore? BET sure definitely isn't. Sorry, Deborah, but it ain't.
And we saw that with the BET Awards.
Honey,
I mean, the source.
I mean, 11 Hip Hop. On steroids.
I mean, literally. Why are celebrities the cast of Love and Hip Hop now? Why are y'all putting these people on your carpet? Honestly, like, as a network executive, if you want to keep Hollywood, why are you doing that?
See, the thing
is, you're doing it for numbers.
Exactly. And someone had the nerve to say that BET is a black Oscars. Where? That's what it needs to go back to. It needs to be a black tie event. What do y'all have on?
There's a reason Beyonce doesn't go to the BET Awards.
Honey.
There's a reason why she says, okay, fine, I'll come do the performance and then I'm out.
I just do not get it. And honestly, the host, Leslie, was
horrible. I love
her,
but she was horrible.
She was so
horrible. I love her.
She was constantly, like, bending over and just, like, not, like, her stage presence just was not captivating. I'm just like, I can't. And then Jamie Foxx, giving that whole dissertation, I'm like, and then his kids didn't even want to be up on stage.
Well, first of all, did you just pick the kids up from Fatburger from your ex-wife or something?
What they got out?
Why are they not dressed? Why are you dressed to the nines and you got your kids out here looking like you just picked them up from a summer camp?
And honey, I am so for Escape, but their performance was lackluster.
I wasn't mad at it.
I will give them a 7 out of 10.
Yep.
But because we were like, this was like the highlight of my night, I watched it just so I can like rock out to Escape.
Did. We stayed
and
here.
It was not like, the only reason that I was excited and really happy about the performance is because I knew all the words of the songs. But if I was just sitting there like as a mediocre fan, I would be like, oh, do you hear these vocals? Because I can't.
Well, I'm hoping that the Essence performance.
Me too.
Pops off, you know what I mean? Hit that tonight, because that's
do.
What I needed. Yep. And you didn't receive that.
I actually did like Big Sean's performance. I know that didn't. You didn't. I was here for it.
I mean, I love Big Sean.
I think
Sean.
He's so cute.
I just like, I don't, like, you're at a point, like, stop comparing yourself to Kanye West, and then your shit ain't Kanye West. Ooh. Like,
I mean, but what is Kanye West anymore?
artistic. Like, I'm not going to not give Kanye that. Like, his shows are dope. Like, what he puts together.
Fashion shows or?
I'm talking music. I ain't doing all that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying musically, like, what he puts together as the show, like, the people are in sync with each other. Like, it all makes sense. Like, what Big Sean tried to do would have been dope, but it just was kind of like.
I was here for it.
Because you want to fuck him.
But then again, that's my little mouse.
Right. You do. Oh, mousy men.
Mousy men.
Mighty mouse.
Yeah, so what were we talking about before? Oh, yeah. So Kanye West, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Jay-Z was not. And I already knew. Everyone knew. And I'm happy that, you know. Oh, and he admitted to cheating. We knew. Yeah. Done. Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
They actually named their babies. So the twins, it's Rumi and Sir.
Is this 100% sure or allegedly?
Yeah, because it was trademarked, both of them. So Rumi, it's spelled R-U-M-I. I could be pronouncing it wrong.
That sounds like a vacuum. I'm serious. Like that vacuum that does it on its own?
And then Sir.
Ma'am.
I'm pretty sure. Sir, excuse me, sir.
That's gonna drive that child crazy.
I mean, Sir Carter. I think that's really cute.
It is,
Sir Carter. Sir Carter. I think that's kind of regal. Mm. I like it. It's like, yeah. But Sir Rumi
and Blue. Blue Rumi, Sir.
The Blue Room.
Sir. Sir, the Blue Room.
Sir. Sweet.
God bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless, because I was trying to think
Gwyneth
of something.
Did Gwyneth Paltrow name them? Like,
oh,
I'm just
Gwen.
Confused.
I really like her. She's so gorgeous. I follow her on Insta. So we already talked about Amber Rose and how she responded to Kodak Black. Now, Black China, she recently posted on Instagram that she's single. And she says she's happy. Well, shout out to her. That means that Rob is currently on the market.
Ooh. Did you see Lamar Odom on Wendy Williams?
I did.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't really like I thought we were going to get. But actually.
Just like Lala was just on the Wendy Williams show. And it was like no tea. I'm like, what's the point of you coming on the Wendy Williams show? And Wendy was really trying to keep it very cute and very classy, but still like poke and prod. And Lala just was not budging.
And that's why you're nowhere, because you don't let us into your life.
I'm like, what's going on, Lala? Like, are you. Like, she did admit like her and Carmelo are separated. And she did admit that they are. That she's dating. No, she said that she's dating herself.
Good for you, girl.
And she referred to him as her husband. It was just like, oh, I'm like, girl, are y'all together? Are y'all not? Like, what's going on?
But back to the Lamar thing. What I pulled from it was I really, like, the connection. I really want to know I don't care less about him and Chloe. the connection between him and Rob. Because when Wendy brought Rob up, he got teary-eyed. Like, he was really, he did something. And
with Rob?
No. In like a
Because you know Chloe does.
No. He was like
that's not a real brother.
A big brother. Oh. Well.
I guess it would be step siblings.
Step. Half.
Cool.
No, it's half. Step is brought in, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. I'd like to know more about that, because he feels guilty about something with Rob. Like, as if he
was
a good role
fat.
Model or something like that. Like, yeah, you got him on the drugs and then pulled the drugs away from him or something.
And then he just started eating the Twinkies.
Start eating his feelings.
It's white inside.
Or imagine
of
if
that.
They were in a relationship. Lamar and Rob were the ones that were really in a relationship.
I think
no,
that.
No, don't let me get rid. You know, I'll go on my whole Illuminati.
I know it's conspiracy theories. Phew.
Oh my God, I was totally going to walk into a Scientology building yesterday.
Don't do it. Listen. Because I feel like you will walk out a robot. They put something in the air and.
Oh no, honey, I don't know if you know who I am. Saved by Jesus Christ.
I'm not going in there unless I'm in a bubble.
You know Josh Rodriguez, the engineer here?
Yeah.
So I was
shout out to Josh, that's a homie.
You. So
fellow
randomly,
Aries.
We were driving by and we randomly saw him walking down the street, so we robbed him, we stole him, and he came with us for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So there was a Scientology building, and we were like, let's go inside and like pretend like we want to sign up for it. It was really
I don't
really
trust
pretty.
Them, nope.
And
nope.
The whole shtick was we were going to go in and be like, this is amazing. Like, this is me and my boyfriend. And we just saw the show with Leah Remini. But I say all that because did you see Brad Pitt?
They would kill you.
Dare you, too.
I'm out of this because they crazy.
That's fine. Me, too. I promise. Brad Pitt came out talking about the Illuminati. Did you see that? Brad Pitt basically came out to say.
Oh, Brad.
Came out to say everything that I've been trying to tell y'all. Tell y'all for years. Leah Remini done created a show about it. Now Brad got to come on. Now y'all want to believe it. The Illuminati real, y'all, and you think Trump running this country? Mm-mm, honey.
Well, we already know it's like four white men, and they owed us dirt.
And it's, they're it's a child sex slave circus. That's what he said.
What?
That Hollywood is one big cover-up for a child sex... Well, he didn't say circle. That's the whole point. And I've heard about this for
wait, what?
So basically the
idea... We gotta do a whole other show on this because I am so... I'm very...
Basically the idea of what Hollywood is okay. to... I watched this whole thing where basically you reprogram... To reprogram a group of masses, you have to demoralize them. In order to do that, that takes 15 years.
Well, that's what happened to black folk.
Right. Now they're doing it to the world. So it takes 15 years to demoralize somebody, to take somebody's full morals out of them. And by doing that, you do it subliminally. So if you think about it, if you've really watched entertainment and where we've kind of gone, if you go back to like the 70s and 80s and see who the Hollywood stars were, like they were older. Like it was, you work, and then the older you get, then you become the star, the celebrity, mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe.
I believe now, Marilyn, please let's not mention Kim Kardashian.
What?
Because.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Marilyn is an actress. We'll give her at least that.
Was she an actress?
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
More than Kim Kardashian ever could compare herself.
I'm just saying, but if we're going to keep it real, she humped her way to the top.
Well, honey, we didn't have...
There wasn't no talent in that.
We didn't have Ryan Seacrest or an E! Network and Mona Scott to show us that, so...
Because that's rumored that one of the Kennedys took her out.
Mm-hmm. Right at the Roosevelt.
And that's a good conspiracy theory, too. Y'all got to Google mm-hmm. that. Honey?
Because then they found the trap door from the room to the room.
Did. Mm.
And they say her ghost be haunting around.
And I went, let's go.
I'm down.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Hey, Marilyn. Because I was just kicking it with her like 2 weeks ago at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Because if you go, you get to like, that you can watch like a movie on the mausoleum. It's so much fun. You can drink, kick it with dead folk.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's weird.
And
she's black. Like, I'm like, girl. but basically, Brad Pitt saying that basically the idea of what Hollywood is to euthanize, kind of, not euthanize, that's kill.
That's right. We did.
Well, it is kind of what they're trying to do.
Well, Kanye.
But
the
they're trying to sexualize children. And it's funny because I was just having this conversation a couple days before he came out to say it. And I was just like,
children, as in like young teens, right?
Like, if you watch. I was watching a movie on Netflix, and I'm looking at these kids. I'm like, this is supposed to be high school?
I know, yeah.
Like, the things that's they true. Were doing, talking about. I interviewed someone here on Black Hollywood Live on The Beat last week. 16-year-old girl. She gonna tell me.
What'd she tell you?
She's like, I'm done with these boys. I had no time for them. She was like, I'm focused on myself. I told my boyfriend we couldn't be together no more because I had to focus on me. I was like, how old are you? She was like 16. I was like, how long were y'all together? 2 months? And that was too long. 2 months too long. I'm like, at 16 years old, bitch, I was sharpening crayons on the back of the Crayola box, like, worried about, like, why are they calling the yellow one macaroni? Like, and you out here sucking dick. Like, I'm done.
Oh, no.
Ariana Grande, you done destroyed the world.
I would say Miley Cyrus, not Ariana.
Really?
Ariana Grande? No, I think that she still is like that bubbly pop star that like Miley Cyrus.
You idolize Ariana. It's like, I want to be like Ariana.
But Ariana, I don't think she is.
Why are you
as...
calling her Ariana?
What's her name?
Ariana.
Oh, whatever. I don't follow her. Isn't she like on Disney Channel?
Iyanla?
Iyala.
Who?
Who? Iyanla? Listen, y'all know it's hard to say Iyala's name.
Ayala.
Quit playing. Ayala.
Why are you not saying the N, but you're putting the N in Ariana's name?
Ayanala. Ayanala. Listen, I had trouble saying
Amy. Look, she's such a black girl, she won't clap too many. Ayanala. It's one, it's two.
Listen, I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly, and that is okay. You know, I'm going to practice.
I
have a sit-down interview with her, that's when I will have that mess perfected.
Bitch, she going to cuss you out. She'll be like, I'm here live in studio with
Ayalia.
I am. Girl, you know how to... Yeah.
Okay, listen. I want to talk about Kim Kardashian really quickly because we got off a subject. Well, we... whatever. Jackie Ina, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. She's a YouTuber. And so she recently went, this is some tea. She went to the launch of the contour kit or whatever for Kim Kardashian. Kim posted every one of the pictures and tagged everyone except for her because she gave her a bad review. Now, it wasn't even a bad...
Oh, Kim.
So petty. Now, it wasn't even a bad review. It was like a... I'm not in love with it, but I don't hate it, but it's okay. I don't know if I would spend $48 for those of you who don't have the coin to just spend $48. And Kim did not tag her in. And everyone in her comments were was going in on Kim like, dude, like, why is everyone tagged and she isn't? That was a little bit of tea because I was like, dang, Kim, you are that petty that you don't want, like, this person to get, like...
She says it. Even in interviews, she's like, I'm just like, I really still do get bothered, like, when people say bad things about me. And I'm like... At this point in your life, if you haven't had a therapist, like if the Illuminati hasn't fried your brain at this point, and you're bothered by what the fuck someone's saying in your fucking on your computer, I'm confused.
See, the only thing I will...
Because I ain't shit, and motherfuckers be saying shit about me.
I don't even read comments.
Two less, I'd be like, meet me outside.
How about that? I don't even get into all the comments stuff, but you know one thing, I am a little bit petty on social media when it comes to, if you don't support me, I'm not about to support you. So if I'm constantly like uplifting you and liking all of your pics and retweeting your stuff, but you never show the love back, unfollow. Because what's the point?
Yep, I'll be right there. I'll still like your shit. Just so every day you feel some sort of guilt. So every motherfucking day you see DJ Jesse J pop right up in your life.
No, I just unfollow you. Because
guess what? Got enough love for the both of us, and guess who's going to succeed? Thank you.
I don't. I just unfollow.
I take my shirt off.
I give you a week.
My booty out.
Ooh. Well, Carmelo Anthony. Look, I was supposed to mention this when we were talking about Lala, but he's coming out with a new reality show, and it's going to be politically right.
What politically themed?
Themed, yes. So,
who picked this up?
Well, he's pitching it,
no way.
Ain't nobody gonna pick it up. It's gonna stay on the ground.
Sure will.
I didn't even know that he was so like heavily involved in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Me either.
But the show is going
Did
to
they
be
know
about.
Too?
I don't think he knows. The show is going to focus on other celebrities who are heavily involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, which I can't really think of anyone necessarily. And they're going to follow them to like rallies and different meetings, et cetera, et cetera. I'll pass. I mean, unless Auntie Maxine going to do it, then I'm all for it. Because you know I love me. And Reverend Al Sharpton with all of his selfies.
All right, here's what I'll do. I'll give it one episode.
I won't.
Because the idea of, I mean, if you're really trying to do something that's going to make a splash.
Bring awareness.
And not be loving hip hop. And like, you really are trying to like if you're trying to do, don't Caitlyn Jenner it though. You know what I'm saying? With that show that she had, like, don't do that. Don't jump into it and feel like you know everything.
I'm just kind of exhausted from these documentaries. Like,
no,
but
I'm not mad.
If
he uses his platform and he doesn't be the star, and he's not the star of it, and he genuinely uses his platform in this show to put people who should have a platform, I'm not mad at that.
But it already says other celebs. So it's like, we're going to follow other celebs. It's not like Carmelo's going to the hood and like really asking these questions and interviewing police officers and stuff. So it's just like, you're following other celebrities to talk about what? You know what? Whatever.
Speaking
anyway.
Speaking of fake, also, so Kenya Moore, right? We talked about her and this little marriage that she had.
Sham of a marriage.
She released his name. His name is Mark. And there's the little bit of tea.
Well, let me sip it. Is it like a...
Oh, it's kind of. And I actually think that the tea could be real. So apparently she said that Mark, the reason that it was not filmed for Real Housewives of Atlanta is because this is something she wanted to keep private, as People Magazine has all of your photos, that she wanted to
and
keep.
And she keeps constantly talking about
right.
it.
Right. And that he didn't sign up for the show. That she signed up for it. And so just because of that doesn't mean that she has to drag him into it. And anytime anyone knows who she's in a relationship with, they always go after him and say negative, mean things. Well, girl. So apparently there's a rumor that she may not be coming back to Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever. Phaedra was not supposed to be coming back either.
But here's the difference. I'm sorry. You already, Kenya, were on the fence because it was like, you don't have a man, you never have a man.
But
you keep
Kenya has more
men.
Of a storyline right now than Phaedra does.
But no, she's not, if she's not going to tell us anything about her marriage.
But you know she is. We're talking about Kenya.
Good night.
Twirl with the wind, fabulous.
Fire her. Off. Hire someone new.
Well, bring then take in. Phaedra with you too. That's fine. Shady Feifei. Stank breath Feifei. Take her.
That's fine. To be honest, Roja just need to go.
Can we just flush just that
candy,
down the toilet?
Just stay on tour and just let's bury it.
Bury. Burr. 6 feet under. Prison Bay left his wife for a billionaire. And it's really eerie because the wife and the new girlfriend look alike. It's really weird. Anyway, so Jeremy Meeks, if you guys do not know who he is, he was the
tattoos on the
faces. Light blue eyes. From like, he's like Gucci he's a something. Model now. Yeah. Like he can literally now. Kendall, I can't call you necessarily a model, or can I? I don't know.
Kendall,
I guess so.
Yeah, Kylie, I wouldn't.
But I feel like Kendall got
Kylie's like a Maxim model. Kendall's like...
But I feel like Kendall got a modeling job because of who, like, because of her mother. As far as, like, Jeremy Meeks, it's literally because of his mugshot. He was just like, oh, and people were like, wait, he's kind of... Let's bring him on and see what he can do. As opposed to, like, Kendall, it's like, oh, yeah, like, oh, my mom got me this job and I'm just here. You know, kind of that situation. Not to say that Kendall isn't great. I mean, she kind of isn't. But anyway, yeah, he left his wife and kids for a billionaire.
Mess.
Talk about the shade. Mess. But they're probably in cahoots together. I mean, looking.
I mean,
looking.
Once you become it, honey. I'm just kidding.
He's making, he has coins, but not billionaire coins.
No.
But, I mean, some people are saying if my husband wanted to leave me, air quote, for a billionaire, collect her coins, and bring them home to me, I'll let him do that. I'll get him dressed for the date. Every date he go on. So, I don't know. Can you get mad at it? If you appreciate the sanctity of marriage, then...
That is so funny, though. Hey, baby. Have a seat.
You know, and I'm gonna need like at least 10,000 tonight. Yeah. So don't come back with nothing less. Okay, I love you. Are the kids and I will be waiting.
Right, because honestly, probably over this man. Like everyone, once you find, they can have your fucking ass.
I really like. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm kind of not mad at it. Like if that's just like polygamy. Like if that's your thing, that's your thing. Who am I to judge you? Because you're looking at my life like, honey, why don't you have like a sister wife?
You're stressing about one man, girl. You could have five. Like, you know what? You're right.
No, polygamous, they typically it's only one man and five wives. Right. It's never like a woman with
I'm
like.
I'm gay, so it works. I mean, first of all, I don't think there's gay in that.
Yeah, I don't
at all. Like, they would burn me. That's where I would be. They're like, sorry.
Anyway, guys, that's all that we have for you today. You can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV, hashtag BHA Reality Check. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everett DJ Jesse J.
Peace out. See you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.